welcome to a new edition of CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus, happy to see you this Thursday. There's some news expected out of Washington, D.C. today. It concerns the Mueller report, the special investigation by former FBI Director Robert Mueller. It looked into alleged Russian interference with the U.S. presidential election of 2016. The Justice Department already released a summary of the report to Congress. That happened last month. It said the investigation did not find that the campaign of Donald Trump illegally conspired or coordinated with Russia. The Mueller report didn't draw a conclusion about whether President Trump obstructed justice, if he illegally interfered with government work. But the summary said the U.S. Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General both concluded that there wasn't sufficient evidence that the president had done anything wrong. So what's happening today? Well, Democrats said the four-page summary wasn't enough. They wanted to see the entire Mueller report of more than 300 pages. That's expected to be released today, though it's also expected to be redacted, meaning parts of it will likely be edited or removed first. CNN 10 is planning to follow up on this story next week. 10-second trivia. Which of these countries won its independence from Spain in 1811? Brazil, Haiti, Venezuela, or Jamaica? The only one of these countries that won its independence from Spain is Venezuela. Venezuela's leader is starting to let humanitarian aid into the country. For years, President Nicolas Maduro has denied that there's a crisis in Venezuela. But this week, his government allowed the Red Cross to make its first delivery there. The United Nations estimates that more than 20% of Venezuelans are in desperate need of supplies like medicine. With its economy in shambles, a CNN investigation just found that illegal drug trafficking through Venezuela is soaring. The country accuses the U.S. and Colombia of trying to distract attention toward Venezuela to hide their own defeat in the war on drugs. But Nick Peyton Walsh found firsthand how Venezuela is becoming a major courier of cocaine.